you're a regular listener to Fresh Air, you've probably heard Terry Gross's 2002 interview with KISS rocker Gene Simmons. In full makeup, a garish costume, and 7-inch platform boots, Simmons has made millions of dollars portraying a demon on stage. So it's no surprise Terry's interview with him went the way it did.
Money is the single most important thing on the planet.
How much money do you have?
Gee, a lot more than NPR.
No, let's get to the studded codpiece. Do you have a sense of humor about that? I mean, does that seem
funny
to you? Or you?
No, it holds in my manhood. Otherwise,
right.
It would be too much for you to take. You'd have to put the book down and confront life. The notion is that if you want to welcome me with open arms, I'm afraid you're also going to have to welcome me with open legs.
That's a really obnoxious thing to say.
No, it's not. Why should I say something behind your back that I can't tell you to your face?
How does it feel to be a real asshole? You're such a creep. You look like a sea asshole.
Your job and my job, whether you wear less makeup and I wear more makeup, is to entertain people. And I'm here to tell you, I'm very entertaining. I don't know about you, but this is NPR.
What exactly is NPR in your mind?
I never knew. It always sounds like a sixth grade school teacher. See, if I was in charge, give me the reins, I would get national public radio. People start snoring. How about some style? Give me a little spice instead of this bland. I was in Los Angeles and did a quick one. And the DJ guy gets on, "Good afternoon, Gene." Going, "What's the matter? Why are you talking like that? What do you mean?" As a listener, well, I would beg you guys to get something else on the air. Something with style. I change the call letters, NPR. I change it. Give it some oomph, Lexus, Locus, something.
I think that the personality you've presented on our show today is a persona that you've affected as a member of KISS, something that you do on stage and before the microphone, but that you're not nearly as obnoxious in the privacy of your own home or when you're having dinner with friends.
Fair enough. And I'd like to think that the boring lady who's talking to me now is a lot sexier and more interesting than the one who's doing NPR. You know, studious and reserved. And I bet you're a lot of fun at a party.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Gene Simmons,
sure.
Thanks so much.
I look forward to our meeting.
Bye-bye.
That's part of Terry Gross's interview with Gene Simmons from a 2002 episode of Fresh Air.